We welcome now the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, and the recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Northeastern Ohio chapter of the National Football Foundation. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Vic. It was a wonderful night in Westlake. And, yeah. Gosh, it was just a great, great night. It was great to see everybody. You're with a lot of outstanding student-athletes that are there.
Sure.
Urban Meyer, Jim Tressel, Larry Karras, the great coach at Mount Union, a lot of great high school coaches. Just a wonderful night. I mean, it really was. Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, was there with a little update on what's going on with the Cleveland Browns as we come out of the draft and approach rookie minicamp. And it was a real honor. First of all, the award named after Dino Lucarelli,
yeah,
who, as you well know, one of the all-time great people in Cleveland sports. And no matter where you are and no matter who you meet, if they have come into some meeting or connection with Dino Lucarelli, everybody says the same thing. Classiest guy,
great guy,
wonderful person. And so I accept that you know, that honor and that award with great, great humility because of the wonderful person he is.
Well, you definitely reflect all those qualities that we know Dino to have. I want to ask you this, too, because at a time when you get something like that, it makes you reflect a little bit and think about all the years, Jim, that you've done this, that you've been the voice of this team. And I love one of the things you said last night, talking about the duty, responsibility that comes with being kind of this ambassador for the
right.
Browns fan.
Well, yeah, and, you know, people talk to me more about it. And, last night it strikes me. Anytime, Vic, anyone says, here's Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, there's something that goes up the back of your spine. And, you know, your hair just kind of stands up a little bit. Because I remember all the nights that I would take my tape recorder with four size D batteries and C90 cassette tapes and ask my dad, hey, Dad, do you mind if when we go to the Boston Garden tonight, if you mind if I call the play-by-play of the Bruins game from my seat, section 77, row F, seat 13? He'd say, no, that's all right. And, you know, and that's how it starts. And wow. I know that there are a lot of kids out there that want to get into this line of the business. And, sure. And that's how I started. And it makes it all, you know, worthwhile because that's the ultimate honor. Now, here in Cleveland, to be recognized as an ambassador or as the voice of the Cleveland Browns, it's not a big club. There haven't been a lot of voices of the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
And it's because it's such a great job and it's such a wonderful honor to hold that position. Gibb Shanley, Jim Mueller, Nev Chandler, Casey Coleman, Jim Grainer, a lot of great, Ken Coleman, just to name a few. But there aren't many more than that. And so to be in that club has been just something that, you know, I really hold deep to my heart because people really, you know, they want to ask you questions about the Browns and they expect you to have the answers for them because you really are not only a voice of the team on Sundays, but really every other day of the week and in, you know, every day of the year, really.
Right. And Jim, it's doubly satisfying. It has to be gratifying because on top of doing this for as long as you have, you've also dealt with the personal health issue of battling leukemia and doing it so triumphantly. And I'm so proud of you for that. More so, I mean, you're as well as a colleague, you're a great friend. And think about you along those lines. And how you've dealt with that, and you didn't let it, other than, you know, you had to take a little time off prior to that 2011 season, but truly it's something that you weren't going to let stop you to achieve all that you're doing here.
It helped me so much in the years of going through that. Those were the only 3 hours that I never thought about having the disease. I mean, really, I mean, I can tell you, Vic, it could be Christmas morning and everybody could be opening up presents.
Yep.
And I would pause and say, boy, this is great. I'm having a great time, but I still have leukemia. But those 3 hours, 1 to 4 on those Sunday afternoons during the fall and winter months when I was calling the Browns game are the only 3 hours that I could escape of not having the disease. And I, you know, they were so important to me.
It's cathartic.
It is,
and you and I can relate.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a cancer survivor, too, and I said the same thing. The job is what gets you through it.
Yeah.
If you stick to that, because that's where your I'm going to use the word comfort zone is, but you're right. That's where your mind goes and takes you off of the constant thought. We never forget it, and you and I have compared notes on this many, many times, but I think you're just your handling of it, your courage with it, is inspirational. And it was, and I want to tell you, inspirational to me in a big way.
Well, thank you. And I have to tell you, it also was a part of the goal, and the goal was to get through it. And I knew it was going to be filled with a lot of bumps and turns and twists, and it was. But the goal was to get back in that booth and recapture those 3 hours every Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And to get to that goal, to get across that goal line, so to speak, was so important. And that, you know, pulled you through some tough times.
And you got a great partner in
the
Doug
best.
Deacon.
Yeah, the best.
Who I know doesn't just value you as in a business sense, but loves you like a brother. And the two of you, the chemistry that you've built with him has been amazing.
Well, you know, it's two guys sitting in a booth, just like two guys sitting in two season ticket holders sitting beside each other in the same seats for years and years and years, 14 going on 15 for Doug and I. And it's just two guys on a Sunday afternoon just talking football and talking about what's going on with the Browns that day. And, you know, just a lot of laughs, a lot of great times. And somebody that is, like you put it so right, he's like a brother to me.
We are talking with Jim Donovan. He is the voice of the Browns, the recipient, and we congratulate him on a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Northeastern Ohio chapter of the National Football Foundation. He received that last night in Westlake. All right, to the topic of the Browns. When this weekend is over, when the Browns finish their rookie minicamp, what do you want to see? What do you want to be your biggest takeaway?
Well, I want everybody to be healthy, because I remember, and Browns fans remember this, if you remember Shawn Jones coming out of the University of Georgia, coming to his rookie minicamp. He was a pretty significant high draft choice of Butch Davis and was supposed to be the safety of the future for the Browns, and he went up in the air and he came down and kind of like Gokong, like in training camp last year. But, you know, no contact, but he went up in the air and he twisted his knee, and, you know, Shawn lost his rookie year. So I want everybody to come out healthy. Here's the thing that always interests me. Somebody in that 18, you know, numbered group of undrafted free agents is going to start on the road to opening up people's eyes and making the team. It was Josh Cripps a long time ago.
Right.
It was Tashaun Gibson and these kind of kids that made the team, you know, last year. And that's what's going to happen here this weekend. I'm always interested to see who's the kid that wasn't drafted, right, but was signed by the Browns when they were done picking in the 3 days of the NFL draft that, you know, opens up coach's eyes and says, all right, we want him back at training camp. Okay, let's put him out on special teams. Okay, he did well on special team. Let's put him in the base defense and,
right,
or do something like that. Those are always the great stories, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think these guys get their first chance because – everyone can say, well, this isn't a big evaluation period, but it is for them.
Sure.
This is really the only chance that this coaching staff and that this player personnel staff can really determine, I think, what they have. I mean, they can know about college accomplishments and look at all the film they want, but really, when they get them out on the field, I mean, and this applies to the draft picks. Barkevious Mingo and Leon McFadden aren't making the Browns from this. They're there. They're on it, but for the most part. But when you look at draft picks that are at the lower echelon,
right,
of this,
exactly,
team, and,
yeah,
and that's pretty much all this draft was. It was two guys at the top and three at the bottom.
Right,
so
yeah,
with the five picks. But all these 18 undrafted guys, as you mentioned, plus guys that are going to be brought in for tryouts, the quarterbacks that they're going to have throwing the routes to these guys, I think get a good long look.
Yeah, they do. And, I mean, imagine every play, every rep they get, every throw they make, every pass route they run is – I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
You know, one drop or, you know, one pick or, you know, one misread, you know, can really take you out of the sight line of a coach,
yeah,
and you just become on the other list, the cut list. So they live really dangerously. I mean, they live for every play, but somebody's going to do it. I mean, it might not, it may be more than one, but somebody will do it. And those are always the great stories, I think, you know, coming out of rookie mini camps, and then the overall mini camp, and then into training camp.
Jim, the other thing about this session, I think, from a coach's standpoint, is it's education for them. Brian Baker was on this show, the outside linebackers coach for the Browns, yesterday, talking about how for the coaches it's a refresher course. They had that voluntary mini camp to work through with these guys about, again, teaching them the basics and principles of how this 3-4 defense is going to run. And I think for them it's important, as Baker pointed out, to get working with players to learn some,
yeah,
of the techniques they can use in teaching them. Because,
yeah,
essentially, yeah, they're teaching rookies, but everybody's new to this,
yeah,
scheme.
You're right. And this is truly a teaching weekend for them. You're right. And on both sides of the page, I mean, teaching these players And then also these players learning these coaches' styles and how to impress them and how to get the system into their head, into their play, out onto the field and make it right. And you start to learn practice habits here. You know, you start to find out who's the guy that's really a good practice player. Who's the quick learner here? Who can we trust with a little bit more than maybe we're giving another guy in the same position? So it's a fascinating weekend. But you're right. Everybody here, veteran, rookie, undrafted rookie, free agent, tryout guy, everybody's really in the same class right now because it's all so new, new staff, new team, really.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out by the end of the weekend, and it'll give us more to talk about next week.
Absolutely. All right. The weeks are getting quick, though, aren't they?
They are. Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.